This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The track that had a broken rail that likely caused a coal train derailment near Pueblo was inspected the same day as the accident. That's according to a recent statement from BNSF. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
BNSF is the freight railway company responsible for the train and tracks. The company says it conducted a routine inspection prior to the derailment on Sunday. The inspections are both visual and technological. Federal investigators say the broken rail occurred prior to the bridge collapse that killed a semi-driver on Interstate 25. Although ownership of the structure is still unclear, the railroad company is also responsible for inspecting, maintaining, and replacing the bridge. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Aid shipments into Gaza remain stuck in Egypt even after President Biden struck a deal with the Egyptian president. The brother of a Grand Junction doctor stuck in Gaza says that aid is vital, but Rick Sand also says he's frustrated more isn't being done to get aid workers like his sister Barbara out. But he says aid workers there are making the best of it.
And really supporting each other. And she told me even while using the latrine, they used their cell phones to light up so she could see. In there, they held up their cell phones through the cracks.
His sister's been stuck in Gaza for 2 weeks. Families who use cremation services from the Return to Nature Funeral Home in Penrose believe they received fake ashes. The Associated Press reports death certificates suggest their loved ones were not cremated as claimed. A criminal investigation is underway. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.